A coat store we're excited for.
We get pickled at Sonic.
This Canadian snack is taking over the U.S. just in time for the 4th of July.
And since Trump said it, we'll probably say it too.
Right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers, freaks and geeks.
In betwinks.
Yeah.
Patriots.
Rebels.
Firework starters.
Red, white, and blues. Hit that like button, subscribe, let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes, and
all the other stuff.
Welcome to Idaho Falls Weekly Reaction Video. I got some hot takes, Carl.
Oh, do ya?
I don't know which one to do first.
Start with the one that'll make the most people mad.
All right, let me think here. Start seeing motorcycles. Yeah, drive like complete assholes.
Literally just today, I had this motorcycle that made me so mad because he was going like 70 in a 40 or something insane like that. I had my blinker on. I was trying to get over, but he, even though he was massively behind me, I knew he wasn't going to slow down and I didn't want to accidentally kill him. So I had to just sit in my lane and wait for him to pass because he was being a dick for no good reason.
I literally saw a motorcyclist this week who was driving responsibly. And I thought, holy shit, that's a surprise.
Right.
All right. So not that one. Plastic surgery doesn't make you look younger. It just makes you look like you got plastic surgery.
Most of the time. I do think that there are some circumstances where it's subtle enough that you can get away with it. Mm. Like, you know, a little bit of lip filler when you already have full lips. You won't really notice and that can look good.
Agreed.
But the tricky thing is a lot of folks don't know when to stop.
Right.
You know, like their dysmorphia convinces them that this looks good when it doesn't.
Why is TikTok requiring a city?
Well, when
Yeah. When you do a location tag now on TikTok, we used to be able to do USA or Idaho. And now it wants a city.
Interesting.
Don't you, weird. Don't you think TikTok, that's a little invasion-y of privacy bit?
I guess cities are pretty big, but
what's
it depends
next? You
on
want
how
our
small
block?
The town is.
You want the nearest major intersection?
I wonder if it's so that they can, you know, make it so that the algorithm shows you more people who are local to you.
Right. But what if, I mean, a lot of things that we talk about on this show are just, even though we're literally a podcast about the city of Idaho Falls.
Right.
There are some general principles that we discuss.
Yeah. Yeah.
That have nothing to do with our location.
That's fair.
Cat buttholes, for example.
SpongeBob swearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of those can be enjoyed by anyone across the globe.
BYU alums becoming CIA agents.
Yeah.
All right, I've got one. Here's the one I want to do.
Okay.
You can tell who just started using ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah.
And what's funny is they all seem to have a few things in common.
Mm.
Whether they're the guy who can only talk about golf, or, I don't know, guy who does cringy stuff on Facebook, then deletes it,
right.
Or the no really guys, I'm the cool mom on Instagram.
Right, uh-huh.
Or the guy who pretends to be a successful entrepreneur, but really just hops from sugar daddy to sugar daddy. They all have a few things in common. And the first one is they just discovered ChatGPT, so they're a year late. And then they don't think anybody else has it yet.
Right.
Or has used it.
Well, I think the biggest thing is they don't think that anyone else can tell.
Right. Okay, and here's the other thing they have in common.
I can take these off because I can't take you seriously.
Okay.
And I'm sure you can't take me seriously.
The other thing they have in common is they desperately want to be heard.
Yeah.
But they don't have anything to say.
That's why they get ChatGPT to generate it, of course.
Yes. So these people, they don't think you'll notice when their output goes from one average post a week to 10 amazing, well-spoken posts, I don't know, in a week.
Right. You know,
so their output suddenly is just, you know, multiplied by a factor of 10.
Right. You know, though, I will say, I don't know if I think that the ChatGPT posts seem good on the surface, but if you dissect them, there's not any real substance there.
Right. So what these and here's the other final thing I think in this hot take of mine. that these people are unaware of, mm-hmm. which is the content you get from ChatGPT is only as good as the prompt.
Yes.
Yep. Guess what these people aren't very good at? The prompt.
Yeah, that's rough.
So they'll get you three, I don't know, maxims in a row.
Right, right.
Idioms, yeah, a bunch of platitudes. Cliches, platitudes, thank mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
And, you know, all stuff you've heard before, I don't know, mm-hmm. on the inside of your basic bitch Frappuccino cap.
Right, right along that live, laugh, love sign in your stepmom's house.
Right.
Yeah.
Like bumper sticker conversation, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's what ChatGPT is doing, is giving the no-talent ass clowns something to come at, words to come out of their mouth.
Hey, you know what? Reading a teleprompter is a talent.
It is.
No talent feels a little unfair.
It is. That's true.
Low talent, maybe.
I just want to say how grateful I am that we were able to, and then I'll get off my little soapbox here, my red, white, and blue apple box, how grateful I am that we started this show just barely before the AI explosion.
Yeah, same.
We started in the summer of 23.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I will say, looking at some of the old cards that you put together for next week's intro,
mm-hmm.
wow, how far we've come.
How far have we come?
Man, even honestly, just how shit my hair looked in the beginning. It looks much better now.
Well, how shit maybe like our lighting was?
Yeah, the lighting was not that good. Camera? I mean, it was fine.
I listened to an old episode the other day and the sound wasn't even dialed in. And I thought, wow, that's... But you know what? That's what I want to say to all you no talent ass clowns, which is, you know what? Keep failing until you succeed.
Right.
Keep losing until you win.
Like a notable asshole Edison.
Oh, is that? Yeah, that's what he did, right?
Yeah, his whole thing was like, I didn't learn one way to make a light bulb. I learned 100 ways not to make a light bulb or some dumb shit like that.
It is an increase in knowledge to know what a thing is not.
I agree. I completely agree there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that he was a dick and stole a bunch of people's inventions and stuff too.
Well, but it's kind of funny and it's kind of telling that mm-hmm. these people who don't have anything to say mm-hmm. but desperately want to be heard, what they're doing is they've gone from who they were.
Right.
Like within the, and this has all happened like within, did ChatGPT suddenly become cheaper? Are they running a promotion or something? Because this has happened to like three different people that I'm aware of in the last week.
Right, right.
But they all end up styling themselves as a self-help expert or a guru or a life coach or a thought leader.
Yeah.
And I just thought, what's going on here? You know, we know you, right?
Okay, well, that's not totally fair. Some of them, like, some folks like that at least have their shit together in some ways. And I will say, I've met a few people who are hot messes in their own life who give really good, solid advice.
Yeah.
You know, sort of that whole idea of it's an increase in knowledge to know what something is not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having someone who has done all of the things that, you know, probably didn't work out well for them. So that they can tell you, hey, whatever you do, don't do this thing.
Yes.
Can be useful.
Yes, absolutely agreed.
But I also agree that they have to have a certain level of self-reflection that, you know, the type of folks that you're talking about who, you know, can't even reword ChatGPT to not be so transparent probably don't have.
I'm just saying. And maybe we ought to get all of this trash talk out of our system before episode 100. Should we try to turn over a new leaf on episode 100?
Yeah, we really should.
Will that happen?
I don't like being a mean girl. I like to be nice.
I don't know.
It feels catty.
Sometimes I'm mean to the people that deserve it.
That's fair. But, you know, that's the other thing, too. Are you wasting your effort here?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you know? Yes. This is pearls before swine. This is the very definition of throwing extremely valuable gems, jewels, pearls, if you will, of wisdom.
Right.
To people that can't even like appreciate them, much less even hear them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
Exactly.
Let's just call them future bacon.
So maybe what we'll say is in our next episode, the new leaf that we'll turn over is that we'll just stop worrying about the people who we can't reach anyway.
Yeah. They're lost souls. And
sad for them.
Uh-huh. Well, that just took a spooky turn, which is great because we're segueing to the Idaho Falls Goobler.
Yes.
Mentioned it last week. And we were kind of wondering what the end game was for the person who was posting
Yeah, I want to know what's going on there.
The creepy little story of the Idaho Falls Goobler. Mm-hmm. And here's, as far as I can tell, best I can tell, I've got two theories. One, just some kid trying to f*** with us.
Yeah. Kids do that.
Yeah.
And they like to do that. So that one, I think, is a solid theory.
Two, another kid who just got ChatGPT. No, dead serious.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And has already always kind of been into horror movies, urban legends, creepypastas, and that sort of thing, and wanted to do some for their beloved hometown.
All right, fair enough.
There was one about the D Street Underpass, one about the river, and then they fleshed out the idea of the Goobler a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Here they are. Well, you want to read them.
Now, I know I saw the one about the river. I didn't see the one about the D Street Underpass.
Yeah, you can.
Does it beckon trucks into its tight grasp where they crumple and fall?
We can read those off the pod.
Okay, fair enough.
You're welcome to see it. But it's basically two kids who I think were having a little fun, probably both going to summer school together, just decided to take a creative writing class.
Well, if they were in summer school, maybe they wouldn't have time.
Right.
Maybe they're just passionate kids who miss regular school and want a little assignment.
So kids, let me tell you, let's have this be a teaching moment. Instead of, you know, just pure snark, which would also be our brand. Let's talk about where you, what you did right, what you did wrong.
Okay.
What you did right was seeding a local group with, hey, have you guys heard about this thing?
Right, right.
And kind of, and this is maybe what I heard, and drop a few seeds, you know, sort of seed the, lead the witness a little bit.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Seed the survey. I'm not sure what the expression is. Okay. Seed the field. Anywho, that's where you went right.
Yeah.
Here's where you went wrong. Idaho Falls, Idaho has a population and surrounding area of around 100,000 people.
Sure.
There are 80,000 people in the Life in Idaho Falls Facebook group, or at least
hot dog.
Yeah, one of them that was titled that. And the thing is, these people have all lived here for, you know,
decades.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Let's be realistic. Let's do a cutoff of 50 years. Because plus 20, they're probably not using Facebook.
Yeah, not much.
Maybe they are.
Yeah.
Stay in touch with the grandkids. And they've heard everything because they've been talking for the last 1 to 5 decades.
Yeah, right.
So when somebody who's under 20, a fetus, comes along and says, hey, have you heard about this thing? Their bullshit meter immediately goes straight into the red.
Right, right.
No, we've never heard about that thing. It's not a thing. You just made it up.
Yeah.
Like you know, like you can't convince, I don't know, people who have been here for decades talking to each other that something has existed. You can't gaslight. You might be able to gaslight one person, but not, you know, 80,000 people.
Right, right.
I guess.
Yeah.
So I think I would definitively, last time we sort of embraced it and wanted to accept it, I think we have to definitively put a stop to it. And moving on, I think, Carl, you and I made, especially me, fingers pointing back at the, you know what we did? We made an extreme tactical error.
Which was?
By bringing this up.
To an extent. I mean, the thing is, at the end of the day, we did sort of say, like, no, this isn't really a thing. We've never heard of it. We are skeptical about the origins of said thing.
That's true.
You know?
But if I were sort of a little Bart Simpson watching this all unfold, you know what I'd be thinking is,
I've done it.
I can make up some shit, put it on a couple Facebook groups. The IFAF guys will pick it up. So I can pretty much get them to say whatever the hell I want them to say.
Right, right. That's fair.
Which would, you know, not be like, we need to make sure we're not easily manipulated like that.
Right, which I don't think we are. I mean, even with this thing, when we went in and decided to take the story, we basically wanted to talk about how this is some made-up shit. Don't even, like, you know.
Well, yeah, and it's not like we're a news source in a trust or anything.
No, sure, sure. But I'm just saying, like,
we can't take you up in Frank's helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, right.
I'm not offering those rides.
No, but I'm just getting at, like, you know, even the way that we framed it, we were like, this is a funny little bit. This isn't real or, like, a big deal. You know, we just wanted to talk about it because it was fun. And because I do want a Mothman-esque style statue somewhere in Idaho Falls. I just want a cheeked up on a Thursday statue.
Yeah, I think you're mostly about that. You're like Tina from Bob's Burgers, and you're all about the butts.
I'm just saying, I think it's funny. I think it's a good little tourist attraction. Like, And who doesn't enjoy a good caboose?
Mm.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Exactly.
Everybody loves cake.
Yes.
Every good boy deserves fudge. Okay.
Oh, that's a little different, but same vein.
Bizarre. Yeah. All right. Let's just sort of set the stage for, we know we have three kinds of listeners. The first kind is people who are considering moving here. The second kind is the people who live here. And the third kind is for the expats. So this is for the first and third kind. The middle kind, you know exactly what's going on here.
Right.
In Idaho Falls, Idaho, in preparation for our big day.
Yes. Yep.
So a lot of like Light FM out of Boise, there's a few content farms here in East mm-hmm. Idaho, or sorry, here in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of them are out of Boise.
Right.
Because they're always looking for things to talk about when it comes to our state. And Light FM in Boise just did an article, I think, about that. They're one of them. And the one article they wrote was, did you know the biggest fireworks show in them? I mean, they repeat all of the...
Yeah, all of the same stuff that they say when you actually go to the fireworks.
Often repeated things about the Idaho Falls fireworks, yeah. Largest show west of the Mississippi, et cetera, by shell count.
Right.
Or whatever that metric is, I think. And we've done it on this show, I think, a couple times.
Oh, sure.
Just for the keywords.
Yeah.
And just for the karma or whatever. But you talk about something as if it's brand new information. Because honestly, it is.
For someone.
Every single time.
Yeah.
To someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we're getting ready here in Idaho Falls, Idaho, for one of the biggest fireworks celebrations on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrations so big that other cities, some other places have already done theirs.
Yes, because they know that they won't get the attendance if they do it the same night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? A couple things in Blackfoot, one mm-hmm. in Sandy Downs. Did Rigby already do something or is that going to be on the 3rd? I think that's going to be
question.
On the 3rd.
But I do like that all of them are like, yeah, we're not even going to try. Like, you do you, we'll do us, we'll see you later.
Yeah, no one's competing with the Idaho Falls
fireworks. Smart, honestly.
So how are we getting ready for those? Well, you've heard us a couple shows in a row talk about how they're resurfacing
mm-hmm.
a lot of the major arteries. John Adams,
mm-hmm.
which is the street that the 4th of July parade kind of stages on, not starts on, but yeah.
Yeah.
First
Street,
St. Clair, 17th. First, 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Resurfacing a bunch of...
they're working on Woodruff, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Roads in time for the 4th of July.
Thank goodness, by the way.
Also, the IFPD is talking about safe and sane fireworks, and we get that, and we should you should just Google the IFAF 4th of July episode from last year to find the one. Hint, you drive north on Woodruff
mm-hmm.
until about the curve, and right before then, there's some other fireworks that you have to sign a waiver for. Remember this?
Oh, right. Yes.
As long as you promise in that signature of yours to transport them out of state to a state where they're mm-hmm. legal.
Yes.
Then you can get the ones that fly up in the air.
Right, right.
No problem.
Well, and also...
of course, you have to be sure to follow the rules.
Yes. Well, and I will say, too, like, we have one of the biggest fireworks shows this side of the Mississippi. Right. Why are you even spending your money on that? Like, just, that's you true. Know, like, go to a friend's house that's relatively close and sit on their back porch and watch, you know? Like,
right. Yeah.
I feel like there are better ways of doing this.
Speaking of hanging out at friends' houses for the 4th,
mm-hmm.
something that I can't believe my eyes saw in stores the past week or so, Canadian chips.
Yes. Yeah. The all dressed ones.
All dressed and the ketchup chips.
Yeah. You know, I haven't tried the ketchup ones yet and I really want to.
Fred Meyer, I think.
Yeah. 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 Fred Meyer has good stuff.
But it's about freaking time.
Right.
You know,
right. Especially now that we have the internet and we know what other people are eating in other places. Like the fact that we don't have the baklava cheesecake at our mm-hmm. McDonald's is a fucking travesty. It's so upsetting. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can enjoy for United States Independence Day, you can enjoy Canadian chips.
Yeah. Maybe some poutine while you're at it. Mm. I've actually had poutine and it does not suck.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
Amazon Prime Days, don't forget this, July 8th through the 11th. With all of this other excitement,
mm-hmm.
it's interesting to see when they do it, right?
Yeah.
I can't figure that out.
Yeah.
I just had this note in there. I mean, Amazon won't let you forget. You'll get the notifications. You'll be very aware of it.
Although, what's funny is that they're mostly notifying people who already have Prime.
Right.
So.
I did see a Prime van parked in a parking lot in sort of a shady way today.
Oh, really?
And I don't know how to say this without getting sued by Bezos. Hopefully he's got better things to do. But does anybody else think Amazon Prime vans fit the very definition of a chomo van?
A kidnapper van?
Yeah.
I totally see what you mean.
There's no windows.
Yeah.
Right?
But the difference is that they are heavily monitored. I mean, those guys don't even have time to go pee, let alone abduct a kid.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what they look like.
Sure, sure.
The appearance of those vans.
Windowless vans.
Kind of shady.
Yeah, windowless vans in general are always something that I notice, and they freak me out a little, which is hilarious, too, because when I was like 16, I would always say, like, I want my first car to be a kidnapper van. Because I thought it was funny, and I thought it'd be funny to have one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just for the jokey jokes and the raffles and the mouse.
Yeah.
You know? Like
spray paint free candy on the side of it.
Yeah, yeah. I genuinely just thought it would be funny to have one. My stupid ass didn't even consider the cost of gas for that shit.
Right.
So I'm glad I didn't get one. The first car that I had was actually a shared car between me and my brother. It was a Ford Explorer.
Okay.
Which was a great little car to start with. But yeah, I definitely was like, I want a kidnapper van. Can we get one of those? Because I was stupid. I was such a dumb kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Conversion van.
Yes.
I always kind of wanted one of those. Like with a sleeper and a kitchenette in it.
Those are pretty cool. It's
pretty cool.
Well, and I mean, you know, especially as a teenage boy, I bet that would have been very useful for you.
Right. If the van was a rockin'.
Well, I was thinking, you know, then you could cook there instead of having to take up all the space in your mom's kitchen.
Uh-huh.
You know, because everyone knows that teenage boys just love to, like, you know, contribute to the household and bake things and cook nice meals. What are you? I'm dicking off. I'm being funny. I'm saying that, yeah, okay. Obviously.
Yeah.
The way, yeah. Obviously, okay. I mean, the don't come knocking, but yeah. I was trying to subvert expectations.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm sorry. Now that's funny. It's
thank
funny
you. I thought it was.
Sorry.
Thanks I'm for sorry. Ruining the joke.
I'm sorry that you had to explain it to dumb old me.
You're fine. Well, and you know, you could have also taken that another way and said they like to bake special things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, that van, when that opens.
You know what? I've never seen that.
Cheech and Chong. Like, a bunch of smoke pours out.
Sounds, yeah.
Was that Bill and Ted's? Right. What was that?
I don't know.
Blackfoot Jensen Grove is low.
Yes, so low that you can't do water sports, apparently.
Right.
Which is a bummer.
Which is a bummer, and I don't understand it. I thought what they did was, so here's the Snake River, and then here's Jensen Grove, and here's the freeway. Anyway, the river just sort of, they opened up a little gate and filled up the reservoir and then shut the gate.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too.
Well, the Snake River right next to it is doing just fine, it looks like, so I don't understand.
Maybe they're only allowed to do so much water based on how much water is in the Snake River?
Yeah.
But I don't know, that seems weird. It seems like it should be fine because it's about the same as every other year.
It sure, it sure seems the same to me. Is this one of those mythical, made up, artificial shortages?
Beats the shit out of me.
Okay.
You know, though, this year I have really wanted to go get an inner tube and like float a river or something like that. You know, just like sewed in my hand, float down a nice little creek or something. We should make that happen. You want to go float something with me?
Anybody? Yeah, I'll float something with you.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Anybody want to pop in the comments and say where the best place to float is?
Because here's the thing. I've gone down to Lava to float the river there, and it is super duper nice.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it, and I would absolutely love to do it again. But also, I ain't got no time to go down to Lava.
Isn't there somewhere near the Fark?
You think?
Henry's Fark, South Fark, North Fark?
Right? Yeah.
Isn't there something near Mesa Falls?
Right.
Upper, lower, somewhere.
You'd think.
I've never done that. I had a friend, Alicia, who would do that all the time, and she told me.
Right.
I've completely forgotten since then.
Yeah, I know there are places like here and around town and stuff. I just couldn't tell you where.
She wasn't from here. She was from the south, and so when she moved here, she just loved to do the thing, float
that's
the
fun.
River every weekend.
That's actually kind of cute. I love that.
Put in.
And I've seen some really cute little inner tubes. Like, they've got, like, a Barbie floaty at Walmart right now. that's really calling my name.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It must have. I'm surprised. What are we doing sitting here?
I know.
Shit, let's go.
Also, I've totally bought a few of the little inner tubes from the Dollar Tree, and they don't suck. You know, like, are they great? No. But, like, if you got a kid, or if you don't really care too much, or you need something that could pop and you wouldn't care about it, they kind of rule for that.
The only downside is they say not to be used as a flotation device.
Yeah, sure.
Right there on the side.
Right. Well, and I think, to be fair, they mostly mean, like, as, like, a life vest.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't want to be used as a flotation device in a life or death. Although that would be bad too, but in a life or death event, they don't want you to consider this as a flotation device.
It's okay, because you can just bring some duct tape.
Yeah, there you go.
From the dollar store too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Taken care of.
Repair that. Okay, so we can't go, especially on this show, we can't go a show without acknowledging that your kids can ask you, Mommy, Daddy, what's presidential language? Oh, no. And you can say, kid, I don't fucking know. Why don't you ask your other parent?
You know, if that hadn't happened, would anyone actually really know what presidential language was?
And is this the first time a sitting president has ever used that? I think so. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure this is the first time a president has ever dropped the F-bomb in an interview. Now, behind the scenes, I think, don't we have some Nixon tape?
Oh, of course.
Somewhere, some Watergate tape somewhere.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure.
But it's the fact that it was, you know, clearly on camera, public facing, that sort of thing.
So if you've been under a rock and you don't know what we're talking about, here's the clip.
You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you understand that?
And from the other direction.
That they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you understand that?
Why didn't you bleep that, Mike and Carly? Well, it is the President of the United States.
I mean, right?
What the fuck?
Why would we do that?
You know, I will say, I kind of think that this gives us every right to say any word we want to.
We talked about this when starting the show. Like, there's plenty of podcasts that have that explicit marker.
Right.
And I think we decided, well, let's do whatever we can do to not get that marker on it.
Right.
Because then we're more mass appeal, right?
Yeah, basically.
And we thought, okay, but we're still going to say it because we're going to talk like people talk. Mm-hmm. And a reel came up with Ben Shapiro using the F-bomb and they bleeped it. And I'm like, holy shit, if the most conservative talk show host in the nation can do that, then so can we. And he tweets it plenty, I think.
Yeah.
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 And now the President of the United States is doing it. We've already made the observation that the kids these days have, like every generation before us, rejected their parents' values to substitute their own.
Yeah.
And in this case, it means a lot of swearing and a lot of tattoos.
Yeah. Because they recognize that those don't really hurt anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, here we are, folks.
Yeah. Ooh. Do you want to say a bad word just for fun?
Sure.
Ooh, okay. Can I go first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can go now if you want to.
I was just going to say the first one.
Yeah, well, that's good too.
That second one makes you sound Australian. That's for for sure.
You want to know something funny?
Huh.
So for my linguistics class in college, the teacher wanted us to do this assignment where we did some kind of survey and basically kind of showed our findings, and it had to be something about, you know, language. So me being the little shit that I am, I decided to do my survey on what is the worst swear word.
Okay.
Like, what do people in this area tend to consider the worst swear word?
Yeah.
And universally, it was...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I exclusively and intentionally did this just so I could swear a lot in class because I thought it'd be funny. Because,
How did that go over?
Just fine. I did well. I actually think I got a good grade on it and everything too, especially because I did keep it kind of clinical in the way that I presented it. I wasn't like, hey, you f**ks. I was like, hello, fellow classmates. Everyone, like, I would like you to know that the worst word is Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know what you f**king think. We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post. And check out our brand new listing in Rigby at 3863 East 300 North.
Ladies, go thrifting at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry. Knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift. It's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to five states: Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-Shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-Shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
All right, tell them what they're listening to.
Idaho Falls,
IFAF.
What about it?
The In Sound.
That's right.
For the In Town.
What's that?
IFAF.
That one's cute.
Happy 4th of July. I was so excited.
Yeah, that one was cute. I like
all
that.
All the festivities.
Yeah.
Just in case you were wondering what swear word Carly was saying earlier.
Yes.
Okay.
It rhymes with bunt. I will say, I love some bunting. Mm. I think it is so cute and classic. It's just this cute, traditional little thing.
Yes.
It's like, you know. I
do love bunting.
I just love that someone saw some fabric and they were like, you know what? I can make that real cute, put it on my house. And then everyone else was like, hell yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can't really see it, but it's on Carly's mic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We thought the necklaces would be festive for mics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a great Monty Python bit about that. All right. So it's 4th of July. It's summer. This is like, okay. Because I was thinking about how our birthday mm-hmm. is on the 4th of July-ish.
Yeah.
And our half birthday is at Christmas.
Yes.
And the dichotomy between the two, one's hot, one's cold, one's active, everybody's out, up and in the pool.
Yeah, and at friends' houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one is like silent night,
mm-hmm.
holy night.
It's very family oriented.
Calm and bright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a hope for what is happening right now.
Yeah, basically.
We're in the bleak midwinter. And woo party. So
yeah,
let's enjoy this time we have when we have it, damn it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, especially
I'm
with
sure
Idaho.
You are.
Yeah. Well, and especially with Idaho, where we do have such distinct seasons, you know, it's so hard to I feel like sometimes you don't appreciate the summer while it's here because you're so used to it being so cold.
Maybe that's one of the reasons I'm so reflective, because not to put too fine a point on it, but when we drove to Bozeman
yeah,
before last episode,
mm-hmm.
on the way back, it was the first day of summer
mm-hmm.
and it was snowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was in the insane. Hills up there. So anyway, yeah.
it looked like Christmas, especially with all the pine trees everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was wild.
Very much so. Yeah. We spent a nice little Christmas day up in them hills. Okay. So is this a, what is this? A Red Bull summer edition?
Oh, yeah, is, yeah. So this
and
is
are there
the,
like, is this the only one? Are there 10 of them?
You know, I really didn't do my research on this. Okay. Okay, here's the thing. I know that there are several summer edition ones. Like, I know the blueberry one and, like, the wild berries one. Those ones are all summer edition ones.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the only new one this year. I should really Google it. I should have done my research beforehand. But I saw it. It's in kind of a fun pink can. And I was like, ooh la la, mama wants to try that.
White peach.
Yeah, doesn't that sound good?
Also Carly's nickname. So
that's cute. That's funny.
All right. Yeah, let's open this up. Let's have a swiggy.
Yeah, let's, right?
Even though it's literally 11 o'clock at night.
Well, you know, just right. a little to get us through. I'm going to have the first one because I've been yawning.
Yes. Okay, do it.
Ooh. That's pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the fully leaded. I just realized.
Yes, okay.
Because I'm a dum-dum who didn't grab the sugar-free.
No. Whoops. No, it's fine.
It is pretty darn good, though.
If we're going to sin, let's do it all the way.
You know, that's kind of how I think of things.
What did I hear? In the Four Agreements, he simply says, sinning is just going against yourself. I'm totally going against myself right now.
You are.
On a couple of counts. I'm having caffeine at 11 p.m.
Which is foolish.
And sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going against myself.
It'll be worth it.
I'm satiating some sort of temporary need. I'm having some sort of temporary thrill.
Ooh.
But I'm going against my principles.
You're robbing your future self for your present self.
Yeah.
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 But you know what? Sometimes
ooh, party.
That's just what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sort of a two steps forward, one step back kind of guy because you got to live a little.
Right, right.
No.
Yeah, well, and also you pay your future self pretty damn often.
I was on the warpath this week. I'm going to the doctor. I've got oral surgery next week because a root canal is acting up.
Ugh, that sucks so bad.
But I'm setting them up and knocking them down, getting things fixed.
Yes,
just,
yes.
Just petty little annoyances that like are on my list.
Right, right. Which I'm very glad that you're taking care of. And also, what a pain that you have to.
That's how do I feel about that? That's really good.
I think it's really good.
And I'm not a peach fan. I'm not a huge peach fan.
Oh, I like peaches.
Yeah.
To the point where I constantly have that song stuck in my head.
Millions of peaches?
Yeah, peaches for me.
Millions of peaches? Peaches for free?
That shit ain't free. Anyway.
Speaking of the President of the United States of America, say, what does he say?
Fuck.
That's right. A cow goes moo. And the president says,
fuck.
Okay. That's fun.
That is fun.
Something else that's going on about town. And we have to sort of reel ourselves back in. We sort of have to put the shit back in the horse.
Okay.
If you will, the toothpaste back in the tube.
All right.
And we need to apologize fully to Tag and Go and welcome our new car wash overlords.
Okay.
Because they've done something brilliant.
Yeah, but also, one free car wash does not a truce make. All right, punks?
I got four. How about four free car washes?
Well, five total then. Yeah, unfortunately, I only had time to go in for one.
Tag and Go, as you may have heard in previous episodes, is a car wash chain that was started in St. George and it's kind of creeping north.
Mm-hmm.
They just recently this summer purchased the Snake River Rapid Wash car washes and the Rubber Ducky car washes. And we were all sad and disappointed and echoing members of the community who were saying, oh, my membership got canceled and now I've got to re-up with
so
these new guys.
Freaking lame.
And yeah, I got to tell you, I'm not fucking paying $37 a month to have a car wash pass.
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's stupid. Yeah. Yeah, no.
However, Tag and Go did something brilliant.
Right.
They, at least at two locations in Idaho Falls, they gave away free car washes all last week.
Yeah, which was pretty baller. I agree.
Are you kidding me?
Very baller.
How drug dealer is that? The first one's always free.
Right, right.
You know?
And they did do a good job on my car.
Yeah.
You know, but it does make me wonder if that's how it's going to be every time.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, they had dudes with scrubbing brushes, you know, giving my car a quick little buff before I even went in to make sure that all of the stuff would come off.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen when it's not free? When I'm paying 12 bucks a wash? Because if it, like... If I'm paying $12, I want at least two dudes brushing the sides of my car.
Yeah, I would think it'd be manned, but
you think?
But you I don't know.
You never know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
What we do know is, because I, and this is what the Tag and Go guy said, and by the way, they'll try to upsell you. They'll try to say, hey, you know, do you come here often? Right. What's your sign? No.
Yeah, right.
Can I buy you a drink? But they'll be like, hey, for $10, you get the a full month, you know, mm-hmm. like for $10. For the price of what you would spend on a car wash.
Right.
You get a full month. Anyway, just to give us a try. And I think it's the first month only, but mm-hmm. then it keeps renewing. Anyway, they said they did it at 2 last week, and they've got, 5 more to do? So we're only telling you this to be on the lookout for the next time it happens is at a Tag and Go car wash near you. And Tag and Go, I take it all back. Brilliant. Bravo. Bravissimo. Brava.
I don't take it all back yet.
Fantastic.
I don't trust y'all.
Smart. Brilliant.
I think it was a good move. I absolutely agree, but I still...
There's some... We got our eyes on you, Wachowski.
Wazowski. And frankly, at the end of the day... Tag and Go is a nonsensical name. What do you mean tag? You know?
I got my eyes on you, Wazowski.
It's I'm watching you, Wazowski.
I'm watching you,
always Wazowski. Watching.
Always watching.
Anyway, point is, I think that their name is nonsensical and I don't like it. And Rubber Ducky was a much funnier, cuter, and better name. Just saying.
Do miss the Rubber Duckies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, something else that we need to bring up. In fact, just roll the video.
Hi guys, my name is Kent. This is going on a podcast, but this is also going on Facebook too. We will be making patriotic macarons that are strawberry, blueberry, and vanilla flavored. They will be delivered on Thursday, but please order by Wednesday. We hope you enjoy them.
Great job, buddy. Although his mom won't let him watch this show.
You know, she has some good judgment. I think that's absolutely fair.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, in fact, this is about the time that I spend... a lot of time with Kent's dad.
Yes.
We just saw him earlier this evening when mm-hmm. we were at Prince of Egypt. We'll talk more about that. Mm-hmm. The Sound Summer Musical. But Kent does some like cool video stuff. Anyway, and Jordan, of course, the drama teacher at Thunder Ridge. But mm-hmm. Kent, as in Cooking with Kent, has some macarons for the 4th of July. And you've got today and tomorrow. Oh, heck, you can even order up until Wednesday.
Wow.
On his Facebook page. Get you some signature red, white, and blue Cooking with Kent macarons.
They're pretty darn good.
$10 for a box of 6. Order on his Facebook page. Buy this Wednesday. Link in this post.
Mm-hmm. You know, which is a pretty darn good price for macarons.
Yeah.
There have been places I've gone where they're like $2, $3, $5 per macaron.
How much were they at Downtown Disney?
I think they were like $5.
And these are comparable.
Yeah. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want some cute little things for your festive to go with your ketchup chips,
uh-huh.
and your what is it all poutine. Flavors all seasoned,
all dressed, yes,
Canadian chips,
yeah. Which by the way remind me a lot of Chaos chips from Maverick.
A little bit.
I do think the Chaos chips are better.
They are so much better.
Yeah, the all dressed are like a less vinegary, more smoky Chaos chip.
All dressed is it's a common. It's supposed to be savory, like sour cream and onion,
right?
And tangy.
Mm-hmm, like barbecue.
Like it's smoky, like barbecue sauce, mm-hmm. and like salty and vinegary.
Right.
A little tangy, they just, like salt and vinegar.
They don't have the vinegar to it.
Yeah.
Not like Chaos chips do.
Yeah. Canadians, you need to try Chaos chips.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. You know, here's the thing. I always get a little jealous when I hear of fun snack foods from all over the world. But realistically, America knows how to snack. Like, we've got some good shit up in here. mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why we all have the diabetes and stuff.
What's it? My name's Toby. My name's Toby. No. Is it? My name's Toby.
I have no idea what you're doing.
I don't either, actually. Okay, while we're on the subject of food,
mm-hmm.
we tried the pickle line at Sonic Drive-In.
Oh, yeah, we did. Oh,
it was amazing.
Gosh. Dude.
Believe the hype.
Yes.
Go get you some.
And the Pickle Rita. Let's talk about the Pickle Rita for a second. It is it's basically a pickle limeade non-alcoholic margarita, right? But it's also got these little boba in it that are blue for some reason that are so fun.
Wait, I just had an idea.
What?
a pickle Rita with alcohol in it.
I mean, on it. Well, I mean, you're like a step away from a Bloody Mary at that point.
I mean, you've heard of doing a shot of tequila and then a shot of pickle juice, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
a pickle margarita.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even just
copyright a nice- TM. 2025 IFAF.
Even just a really nice pickle heavy Bloody Mary is real good.
I bet your Red Robin's gonna do that.
Oh, you know what they should.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just further proof that dill pickle is the big flavor of the year, which I totally called, by the way. Just saying.
We did.
Yeah.
We did a bit not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Are pickles the new bacon?
Yes.
And it would appear so.
It would appear so.
Carly, so we got the Big Dill Double Sonic Smasher Meal.
Yes. Oh, so good. Now, that so we got the burger, the pickle flavored fries, and the pickle Rita. But there's one thing that was missing that I was freaking pissed about.
Now, just real quick, we got the pickle tots as well.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we got both types of pickled potatoes that they are currently serving. But the thing is, up until like this month, maybe even like a couple of weeks ago, they were serving fried pickles, and they were one of the very few fast food places in town that I knew of that had them.
Yeah.
And moreover, all right, they were comparable to the Celts. Fried pickles.
Mm-hmm.
They were damn good fried pickles. And yet inexplicably, for some reason, they were like, oh, let's not serve fried pickles with this Big Dill double smasher sandwich. Yeah,
I don't get why they didn't do that either.
Right. They got rid of them and they might be gone forever, which is the biggest crock of bullshit I've ever heard because it was so damn good. And I'm so sad to see them go.
So this was a collab, I think, with Grillo's Pickles.
Yes.
Okay. Which are the brand that I've seen
at Costco
sort of creeping up in stores in the last 2 years.
They're pretty good. I've had them before.
Pretty good. I'm a Claussen fan, but these Grillo's could give them the run. And I think they're also refrigerated too.
They are. And I've heard that they also do pickled grapes that are supposed to be insanely good.
Okay. That's next.
Yeah.
But in addition to extra pickles on this Sonic burger, on the Sonic Smasher meal burger.
Yeah.
They also had those, you know, those we raved, I think one episode in the last couple months about all those salad toppings you can get.
Yeah, that are just like little fried veggies and they're crispy and delicious.
Fried red peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Fried garlic.
Fried jalapenos.
Crispy onions.
Yeah,
crispy jalapenos.
The fried garlic is so insanely good.
And
it's like big old chunks of garlic. Mm-hmm. Like it's a lot of garlic, but gosh darn, it sure is tasty.
So not only did they have fresh real Grillo's pickles on this burger, but they also had some of those salad topper pickles.
Just the nicest little crunch. Just like putting potato chips on a sandwich. You know?
Budweiser would say it was dilly dilly.
Oh, so good.
Can't recommend it enough.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you talked about the boba balls in the pickle Rita.
I thought that was so fun.
It was better than that. Sorry, Dutch Bros. Was that the pickleback or what did they call?
Yeah, it was the pickleback. So much better than the pickleback.
So much better. Infinitely superior because they actually went all in with the pickle.
Yes.
They didn't dabble. Yes. It wasn't a hint of pickle.
Mm-hmm.
They f***ed that up with some pickle.
Yes. When you drank it, the first thing you tasted was pickle.
Yeah.
The second thing you tasted was lime.
Mm-hmm.
And see, Dutch Bros, they did the opposite. They wanted the first thing you tasted to be the Red Bull and the second thing you tasted to be the pickle. And that is the wrong way to do it. If people out there love pickles enough to go out and get a pickle flavored drink, they don't want you to puss out and not give them something that isn't pickle forward, dude.
Pick up the pucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I do think that there's exactly one other pickle drink that we've tried that has been slightly better, and it's more about like what you're in the mood for, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the garbage juice that we tried, the Dr. Pucker.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah, the Dr. Pepper with some pickle juice in it.
Mama needs a garbage juice. I remember that.
Yeah. I find myself craving those sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They are so good. And the nice thing about them is it's a home concoction, so you get to decide how pickly it is.
Yes.
You know, which I think does help with the flavor. You know, kind of like with the Dutch Rose one, had I known what I was getting into when I got there, I would have told them, hey, me up with that pickle juice.
Yeah.
You know?
Son.
Yeah. I'll pay you the same price for less of the expensive Red Bull and more of the cheap pickle juice.
Okay, so we want to just real quick mention that along with the 4th of July, mm-hmm. Idaho Falls is very much a buzz about Burlington Coat Factory.
Yes. Yeah, going into the old Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, is that where it's going to go?
I mean, that's okay. What I'm assuming based on the sign. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I am making a little bit of an assumption here, and also where the hell else could it go in that strip mall?
That's true.
You know?
So, if you don't know, Burlington Coat Factory is more than just coats.
Yes. Yeah. It's actually very similar to like a TJ Maxx or a Ross.
Yes.
Basically, the idea is designer clothes at a discount for you to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they're last seasons or mm-hmm. they're overstock.
Right. Right.
Or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Idaho Falls needs a good deal.
Yeah.
And esta economía for sure.
Now, I will say, I kind of wish they would move Ross over into that same strip mall because wouldn't that make...
So that it's all right there.
Yeah, wouldn't that make bargain shopping so much easier?
Yeah, move Sportsman's Warehouse to where Ross is.
I love Ross.
TJ Maxx and Burlington Coat Factory all right there.
Okay, I actually do think that that makes a lot more logistical sense though because everyone I know, if you're going to Ross, you're also going to go to TJ Maxx the same day. Mm-hmm. You just are. That's how you do it. You know?
Yeah.
And like Sportsman's doesn't really make sense in that strip mall because it's like the library and TJ Maxx and Kohl's, you know?
Ross makes
more sense there.
Maybe let's move Hobby Lobby to where Ross is and they can also take over the old Joanne.
Oh, there we go.
And then move Sportsman's Warehouse to where Hobby Lobby is now. So it's right next to Cabela's. Bass Pro Shops.
There we go. Okay.
And then we have...
I see your vision. I like where you're going with that. Man, brilliant.
If we could call the shots, everybody be moving to where it's most convenient for us.
Yeah, I think that's the move. To be fair, I think that's exactly what they were trying to do when they created the shopping mall.
Mm.
And we saw how those went.
Well, yeah.
Which is a shame because I think shopping malls are such a good idea.
It took 50 years for them to come and go.
Yeah.
But
and it was only online shopping that really did them in. So
yeah. Yeah. And those Amazon Prime Jomo vans.
Oh, I know. You can't say that.
I don't know,
man. Kidnapper van at least. That's a little bit better.
Again, we're just under the wire. We have this is the last day of Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to bring this up because I thought it was hilarious. So one last chance for some gaiety. This is, you may know this guy, especially if you go all the way back to the greatest website on the planet or whatever.
Oh.
Anybody remember Maddox from the early days of the internet? Here he is talking about soup. Let's listen.
This Fox News host claims that men shouldn't eat certain foods.
It's like you don't eat soup in public.
Mm.
It's very effeminate.
And he's right. Eating soup is gay. So I've decided to rank all the soups to determine which one is the gayest. Next is French onion soup. It's right down the middle. 50% straight because of the onions and 50% gay because of the French. And that leads us to butternut squash. This is a very gay soup. First, the squash itself, which is one of the girthiest vegetables in nature, and if that wasn't enough, it's also called butternut. The words butter and nut together are among the gayest words in the English language. Next up is split pea soup. It's got peas in it, which is a little gay because they're vegetables, but it also sometimes has pork in it, and having pork in your mouth is pretty hetero. And finally, there's clam chowder, which is the gayest soup of all. It's gay for men because of the cream, and it's gay for women because of the clams. It's just gay for everyone. Hope that helps. Leave a comment if I missed any soups you're bi curious about.
Okay. Okay.
So, two quick thoughts. First and foremost, my family calls barley soup fart soup.
Oh,
so
right.
I think that makes it even more hetero.
Okay, yeah.
And I do think that officially then, the iconic food of a Pride festival should be clam chowder. And I'm not opposed to that because Mama loves some clam chowder.
Clam chowder? I hardly know her.
But also, that seems like a really good way for a lot of people to get diarrhea.
Oh, and it's got
hot soup on a hot day.
Chow in it.
It does.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And I'm sorry, but having pork in your mouth? Kind of gay.
Kind of gay. Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, gays.
The fact that a man uttered eating soup in public is effeminate and thought that that was like accurate or like insightful at all is baffling to me.
Also, Maddox, I've been following you since the early days of your website And I hope you don't mind us playing some of your OC original content on our show. Go give him a follow. We'll put the link in the post here.
Yes,
Idaho Falls Zoo Bat Night.
Oh my gosh. I love Bat Night so much.
Months in the making. We got to hang out with the cool goth gang for a minute.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun.
Maddie, Liz, Reagan, Dylan. And I got to tell you, it was a sight to behold. Even David Pennock, the director at the zoo, was like, I got to get a picture of you guys.
It was pretty awesome.
Here it is. And yes, did we or did we not go and see some bat? Carl, we timed it perfectly.
I know.
And it was thanks to you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I know. I'm so good. But yeah, the last year when we first went to Bat Night, we went to the very first one of the season and the very last one. Mm-hmm. And the first one we went to, we saw a ton of bats and it was great. Now, the main reason we did apparently was because it had rained right before that. So the bats hadn't had a chance to go out and eat. And then the day after was Bat Night. And so they had a smorgasbord and they were all really hungry and they were out and about and very active, right? The last bat night that we went to last year, we saw maybe one bat, if that.
Yeah.
It was a huge bummer, you know? And so this year, I was like, you know what? I want to make sure I see some bats. And I did everything I could to make sure we did.
There was a ton of bat activity. Mm-hmm. Here's David with an app that listens to the sounds of various bats and can identify which bats they are. Based on the sound they're making.
Well, they're echolocating.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so cool.
And they've got a mic set up that captures the sound and then plays them, amplifies them on a speaker. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. Here's the flamingos at the end. It was kind of fun being in the zoo at night.
Yeah. I love being in the zoo at night. Mm-hmm. That's always so fun. Here's something else that was kind of interesting. So before they had the ultraviolet camera thing set up outside of the lion's enclosure.
Yes.
Which they didn't decide to do this time because we currently don't have a lion at our zoo.
That's right.
Yeah. Our lion got shipped off to, gosh, I sure don't remember where, somewhere Cleveland. Else.
No,
that, I think that sounds close. It might not be exactly Cleveland, but it's somewhere like
someplace Cleveland. Not here.
Yeah. But basically he
Midwest-ish.
Got, yeah.
I don't remember.
He got shipped off to find a lady love, which is adorable. And I hope he, you know, finds what he's looking for.
Yeah.
And we're waiting to get some new lions in at some point. We don't know exactly when yet. I think he said within about a month.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And while we were there before the zoo, we looked in the hockey arena where they got the pickleball courts set up.
Yes.
Here's Noelle.
Who looked so lonely.
She's so lonely and sad. We had her do it up a little.
Just to convince you to go and play some pickleball already.
Go see Noelle. Play some pickleball. Yeah. Especially if you're a City of Idaho Falls resident. You got your discount card. You save like a buck. Yeah. Oh, and you save some money at the zoo, too.
You do.
For future bad nights. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Post. Go check it out. Thanks, Goth Gang, for hanging out with us for a night. It was fun spending time with you. Always a hoot.
Yeah.
And a holler. Here they are. We found a red flashlight. And so, of course, they had to stop. Yeah.
We took some really cool pictures, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. At one point, I was like the lighting person. I was like doing some up, some down, moving the light all around.
Yeah, it was good.
But you know what? Worth it because they looked great.
Well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, I think the most important thing is that you have exactly two more nights, tonight and tomorrow night, to go see The Prince of Egypt, the Sound Summer Musical this year. It's going to be at 7 p.m. at the Frontier Center, so come on down. Mike and I will actually be ushering, so you can come say hi, come see us and the show all in one night.
We're ushers.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of us ushering by Cooking with Kent's Dad, Clay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for
Very
that.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, Mayor Miracle Eddie.
Yes, Miracle Eddie was there.
Mayor Coletti came by, and we don't know, I said, I don't know what we're going to do without you.
Right.
He's going to be going, Rebecca Casper's last year,
I know.
There's going to be all these newbies.
Yeah, we need some prominent members of the community to step up.
He said, I thought you were running, Mike.
Oh, really?
Do you guys think? Do you think I could? Do you think I should?
I mean, I definitely think you have the presidential language down.
Right. And then on July 3rd, July 4th is Friday, July 3rd, a Thursday, with our good buddy, the Idahoan, who may, by the way, have a pivotal role, a starring role in episode 100.
Ooh.
coming this time next week, the Idahoan's third annual Independence Day charity fundraiser live stream.
Ooh, wow. Okay. That sounds pretty cool.
Bro goes hard all day long. He wants to hit $1,000 donated to Children International, which is an incredible organization helping kids and families in need. No tickets, no cover, just pure vibes.
That's awesome.
Streaming on Mixcloud and Twitch. Donation links and QR codes available throughout the show to make it easy to give while you groove.
Oh, I love that.
Support our very good friend, Chad, the Idahoan. Mixing it
such
up.
Such a sweetheart.
Doing the live show on July 3rd if you've got that day off.
And his music totally rocks, just saying.
Even if you don't have that day off.
Yeah.
Because
you're probably going to take Friday off, so it's okay if you're a little tired and shitty the next day.
Do a little while you work.
Yeah. And then this Friday, of course, is the 4th of July. It's going to be all the usual. The parade, the fireworks, all the stuff that you do every year.
The festival at Snake River Landing in between.
Yeah.
So, you know, and your hot dogs and you're all dressed and your ketchup chips.
Now, don't forget the festival is going to be starting at 9, fireworks at 10, and then the parade's at 9 a.m. So.
Right. Yeah. That starts at the 4th Street Post Office. Still? Yep. Still.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And you know what's crazy is that whole, like the 4th of July, it's kind of, you drive around town, it's dead.
I know.
In the middle of the day.
Yeah, it's great.
Like in between like 11 and 3, it seems kind of empty because everybody's at home.
Yeah.
Barbecuing some dogs.
You know, honestly, last 4th of July, I thought was going to suck because we didn't really do anything, but it ended up being so nice because, so usually my family has fireworks. That year they didn't. So you and I went out and bought a couple of last minute fireworks literally 10 minutes before the booth closed.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
We'd been hanging out at my house, I think watching like Mamma Mia all day. It was fantastic. Something. Yeah. But we just got a couple of fireworks, you know, lit them off in the street for like 5 minutes. We were done. It was great. It was a good time.
I used to have to work every 4th of July.
Right.
In fact, I named the festival in the middle of the River Fest. I named that.
You know what? That doesn't surprise me.
And I stole it from Boise. So there.
You know what?
If the truth come out now.
I will say, Mike, you are an idea curator for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're really good at that.
If you can't create, curate.
Yeah.
Cheers. Going back to the beginning of this episode.
Right. Now, anyway... if you want something to do the next day, and maybe if you're a little bit of a nerd, in the best way possible, by the way, Thornshire Renaissance Fair is going to be going on at the Krupp Scout Hollow. That's just off of the Manan exit north of Rigby. That's going to be going on the 5th through the 19th. So
yeah, it's like the 5th. And so this Saturday. Oh yeah,
there's a little bit of a break there.
And then the following weekend and then the following weekend.
It's the 5th, the 11th, 12th, 17th, 18th, and 19th.
I'm glad the Ren Fair is back.
Me too.
To see you guys. Wasn't sure about it.
Yeah. And you know what? I like a good Ren Fair. I think it's kind of fun.
We went just at the very tail end last year.
Right. Yeah. And we put in like no effort to our outfits. Now, Maddie Danger was showing us her armor that she plans to wear, and it is so badass.
Looks like Joan of Arc.
It made me feel like such a loser idiot for going in my like thrown together, you know, like barely put any effort in outfit. This year, if we go, I might put a little more effort in.
I want to say, as we come to the close of episode 99, we cannot wait to see you for episode 100. We ain't got shit planned.
Yeah.
No. There's no, like, the show has no budget. It's the middle of summer. We're busy, too.
Yeah.
We'll have some fun. We'll have the usual fun. But I am going to retire something, Carly, after 2 years.
Oh, yeah?
This is the last time I'm going to say it. My sign-off. I'm going to have a new sign-off. You know that I am slow to make a decision, and then once I've made it, I'm quick to act.
Sure, of course.
So, for the last time, stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes. And really quick, before we totally go, a little someone has come over to visit.
Oh, yeah. In his little outfit. Oh, super adorbs.
Look at his little bow tie. Rango. He's such a beautiful, good boy. I love him.
What he's you can't hear him right now. He's actually saying, my fellow countrymen and women.
Where are you going? Why are you being so awkward? There we go. He doesn't want to be held up for the camera.
Be sure that you give a dog a bone this 4th of July holiday.
Yeah, and a cuddle because they're probably going to be scared, poor babies.
Yeah. Make sure to get your kitty Valium.
Yes. Yep. Get it all now while you can.
Your doggy Xanax.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Claire, whatever you got to do for your horses.
Oh, sad.
He really does look like a gentleman.
I know. He looks so good.
If we were all Chihuahuas, he could be president.
He could be the president of all the Chihuahuas in all the land.
As long as he says...
Fuck.
Oh, see ya.
IFAF.